We're reading Parshas Ba'aloyscha. Ba'aloyscha describes the trials and tribulations that Klal Yisrael went through as they're going through the Midbar. Describes the concept of Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisov, that everything was Api Hashem, whether they're going to travel or they're going to be Manucha, going to be in their place. There were special chatzotzeras, trumpets that were made for that purpose. And that was the most special way of Klal Yisrael living. That it was so clear to us that we were always in the hands of Hashem. Our sustenance was in the hands of Hashem. We had the mon that gave us the physical substance that we need to eat, and the protection that Anaya covered, smoothing out the mountains and the crevices, and protecting us from the scorpions and everything else, and the top protecting us from the heat of the sun. Everything was supernatural. Even the clothing, we didn't need clothing. The clothing that we had, also the Anaya covered, the automatic laundering of the clothing. And even grew with the person. I guess they didn't have the problems. You know, it seems to be a national problem now, maybe international problem of people being home for longer periods of time can cause weight gain. That's if you eat off, if you eat the mud, they didn't have problems with that either. Everything's taken care of. And it says, that that generation has the purest form of the ability to learn the Torah, because they have nothing on their minds. The mind was totally open to be involved in learning the Torah. That was the basis, that was the basis of Christ coming into Israel and setting up the nation, setting up the country in the proper fashion. After going through that period of the 40 years, we went a high Madrega, could have done it quicker, but we went a low Madrega, so we had to go through the 40 years. Even so, it's a time of driving in that message, how much we are in the hands of Hashem, and how much the most important thing in life is the Isaac and his Torah and Mitzvahs. And in the middle of the parasha, we have a Yisrael Mahar Hashem Der Shloshes Yomim. It traveled from Asini 3 days. And right afterwards, there's the famous thing we say every Shabbos when we take out the Sefer Torah, Vayim Torah, and Vayim Moshe. When the Oren started traveling, so Moshe Ben Arad said that Hashem is getting up and he will, Bezrat Hashem, take away and subdue all the Oivim. We're moving forward. We don't know which item we have to be against. It says even more than that. It says, Oivecho, Nisanecho, people that hate Hashem. The people that are hating Hashem, Rashi says, they're talking about people that hate Klal Yisrael. If you hate Klal Yisrael, you hate Hashem. Because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. An interesting thing. Someone was complaining to me. He said that in the beginning of this corona event in Eretz Yisrael, so the Haredi Tziva was a little bit over lenient, unfortunately. It came from a good place, it came from the desire of continuing to go to a shul and to learn. But the Maisa, there was a certain level of being lax, and it caused a disproportionate spread of the virus within the Haredi population. There are other reasons that we interact much more with one another than other populations. It's our maila that we are tzibur, we're together, we're not independent, that worked against us at that point of time. Baruch Hashem, we got the message. Baruch Hashem, those of us caught it in time, that the special chassid Hashem in our neighborhood, that we caught in time that we didn't have to go through the makhla and other parts. They caught a little bit later. But they got the message and they realized that this is the way things have to be done now. Pikuach Nefesh. And Baruch Hashem, with tremendous Yad Hashem, even the places in Eretz Yisrael, they got the Machla. The Ruba, the Ruba, much more than Ruba, came out. Everybody survived it. Unfortunately, one Nefesh of Israel was too much. And it's very unfortunate. But the Shmira we have, and here in Beit Shemesh, now the people that got it and survived it, Baruch Hashem, Chaz de Hashem, has Rachmanis on us. And now, we got the message, and also the vast majority of our population, even the Israelis, we got the message, have to be more careful. Yes, Baruch Hashem, the thing we desire so much, to go back to the Bakim Majoshes, back to the shuls. But we're doing it. If it's the right thing to do, we do it. And if not, we stay home. Some of us are still at home. That's the Rosh Hashem. The ones that are going back to the shul, they're doing the Rosh Hashem their best way. And look at this. Now, in other parts of the country, they had enough of watching over themselves and just completely not watching over themselves. I don't want to discuss it too much, but that's a fact. Vast parts of the country, they just dropped the whole business as if the game is over. And what was the reason for doing it? Because it's not convenient. It's uncomfortable. And unfortunately, there's a certain amount of spreading now, especially within the teenagers, but not from teenagers. But when it's bad for them, they should be zeicher to have or seichel and be choyzer b'tshuva. But just we have to put things in the right perspective. We have mitzad echad. Everybody has what's important to them in life, and they're willing to go to a certain level of risk for what's important in life. People complained to me. They said, "Why is it when the charedim were getting it, everybody makes such a fuss and mag ba'omer?" A dozen people tried to break into Shimon Bar Yochai, and the whole press was back and forth all about it. All kind of businesses don't realize it's dangerous. And now there's hundreds of these secular people, youth, that are getting it out of total disregard for the rules. And nobody's saying anything. And I told this person, "You shouldn't complain. You should be proud of yourself. It's true. Everybody expects us to behave at a high level than everybody else." It's like that with the Jews in respect to the entire world. And it's like that with the Frum Jews in respect to the rest of the general population. Because in each one in his level, he's the representative of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's where we are. Because we come from the other Sakadation. We're the representatives of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Avraham Avinu was the one who gave that message. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world and runs the world. And then Yitzhak and Yaakov and the others. And then we had this door of the Midbar. We went through all the Nisyonis. And unfortunately, we fell. But the Maisa during the Synagogue had a period of solidifying what is important and what is life about. Hashem, Api Hashem Yaakov, Api Hashem Yisov. And that gave us the koyach to go come into Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael. And even though we fell again, we have that basic thing which always gives us a curve to come up again. Every sorrow that happens and every ghost we have to go through. But deep down, every Jew knows that Api Hashem Yachna, Api Hashem, we saw everything is Api Hashem. So that's what I said. This is a message we have from the Torah. That's a message we have to take with us. Yes, we are that nation that is specially guided by Hashem. And we have to realize it gives us a sense of responsibility. And if people have kindness against us and not against people that they expect less of, don't be upset. Look at it as a compliment. Yes, that shows that deep down they all realize that the more a person has a kesher to the religion, the more of a kesher he has to Kodesh Baruch Hu and a higher level of behavior he has to have. And if we didn't do it 100%, if we made a mistake, okay. And if they're blowing it out of proportion and when they make mistakes they don't, they're right. Because we can expect less from them, we can expect less more from us. And the main thing we have to be proud of that is that once again, the things we fell on, it was a mistake. But the values that we fell on were the values that are so important, the loftier values, the values that make us great. Yes, we did make a mistake. We should have been more careful. Those of us who should have been more careful. But together with that, it was for a good thing. It wasn't just because we want life a pleasure and convenience. We're willing to give up and risk our lives for that. Chas v'shalom, we never do that. And right now, that's why we're willing to continue with what we have to do. But it's not so convenient. Not at all convenient. Not comfortable. Who cares? This is the right thing. Afi Hashem, we're with Hashem. Hashem will continue watching over us. That's what makes us so special. That's what we have to be proud of. And that's why in the center of this parasha, or the parasha of Afi Hashem, we have Ahiv and Sa'aron, because the Aron HaKodesh is the center of everything. If we're with the Aron, then all our Soinin, the people that go against us, whether whatever religion they're from, doesn't make a difference. Hashem will watch over us. We go with the Aron HaKodesh, represents HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And then when the time comes, Menucha, that we can have Menucha, we don't have to travel. We have those periods of time that things are more peaceful. Then once again, we say, Shuv Hashem. Hashem is the one who's giving us the Menucha. Now, I had a friend, somebody asked him that he has a problem with his belief in Hashem. How could Hashem make the Holocaust? And this person is a very sharp person. He gave a very sharp answer. He said, I have a bigger question. Bigger than the, I said, well, how could it be a bigger question? The Holocaust, how could something impossible to understand? The tremendous calamities that happened to us. How could Hashem let that happen? He said, yes, I have a bigger question. My question is, how could it be that Hashem is so good to us when we are doing so little for Him? So many of us are not being shamed between mitzvahs, and even those that are not taking it serious enough. That's my question. And if you have an answer to my question, you'll have an answer to that question also, obviously. You know, everything is there to sustain our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's right. So in any event, that is the center. Akadikach, that Chosek of Ahib and Sa'aron, which is in the center of the parasha, has a little nun in front of it and a nun after it, which Chazal says separated. It's a parasha b'shnei atzmai. The Gemara that says it really, it's not chamisha chum sheitoyer, it's sheva chum sheitoyer. Because that's considered a sefer b'shnei atzmai. That's why it has the two nuns on the two sides of it. To realize that the center of the whole Torah, all our avodah is about this recognition. The center of everything is the fact that we're going vahid and Sa'aron, we're going with Sa'aron, we're going with Hashem. And we have to go with Hashem, the Nucha Yoima, Shuva Hashem. Hashem is giving us that Nucha. It's all with Him. If we have that correct, we'll always have tremendous Yad Hashemaya. Hashem will watch over us in every circumstance, whether we understand why it's happening, what's happening, it'll make a difference. We're with Hashem. That's how it'll bring us the assurance that we need. They say more than that. That's the nun hafucha, upside down nun, before and after this parasha. If you notice that a nun plus nun equals 100. 50. Nun raised 50. And 50 plus 50. Two nuns is 100. 100 is considered the complete number. 10, we know that 10 says a dibris, and 10 mamoras that the world was created with. 10 is considered a full unit. Full unit of creation for the physical world, a full unit of creation of the spiritual world. And a 10 times 10 is the shleimus. Just like we have 7 by 7 that we had before Shavuos, that the physical world was based on 7. But the physical plus the spiritual world is 10. 10 by 10, that's 100. That's part of the idea of the Mea Brochus. We're working on Baruch Hashem Vekila, a beautiful thing, over the last few months. And we're going to make it to 100 Brochus. We're almost up to 50 already. That's 100, the Shleimus. I have a Shleimus of Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a day, 100 times a day. I say a Brocha to Hashem, recognize that this is from Hashem, and that's from Hashem, and everything's from Hashem. My physical part of my life, my spiritual part of my life, my interactions, Klal Yisrael, it's all from Hashem. That's the Mea Brochus. Over here, that Mea was split up in the two Nuns. The Nun before the Parsha and the Nun after the Parsha. And here, Chazal is telling us that it's up to us. Nun Hafucha or nun in the right direction. If you take the two nun and you put them together, if they're facing each other, then it makes a complete circle. That's the two nuns that face each other. And if you notice, it's an interesting thing, the two letters are the circles. There's a mem and a samach. Samach, mem sofi is a square and a samach is a circle. You put a mem and samach together, you get 100. You put the two nuns together facing each other, you get one unit of 100. A complete kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No breaks. But when you have the nun hafucha, when we take our part and we're turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the source of all the problems. That's the source, like I said, in Ashrei, there's no nun in Ashrei, because nun can mean nefila. Fooling. If the nun is by itself, I take my half and you take your half. Hashem, leave me alone. Let me be by myself. That's peronis. That's a terrible thing. We have the two nun facing each other. That's our tzlocha. So we should be able to realize the tremendous tzlocha has. We have these two nuns around the Sefer Torah, and it's up to us to decide whether we can have the two nuns complementing one another, the physical side and the spiritual side, making that shleimus, that complete circle, a chibur, connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make the two nuns of the kuf, the shleimus be nothing to them, and be zeicha to the mea brochus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chas v'shalom otherwise. You know, shebe zeicha, like we all have seen over this period, that Baruch Hashem, we took the physical events that we're going through and use it as a way of increasing our spirituality, increasing our because the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have taken the two nunim that there was a paranias, it was a midas adin, because we were facing a little bit away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we had that nefila, and Baruch Hashem were in the process of flipping them around and creating that chibur with the Torah in the middle and us together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we say to see the geula, the nehele v'yameinu. Like it says, that they had a special musical instrument, ala shminis, that one with 7 strings, one with 8 strings, and also love, it says there'll be one 10 strings. That's the complete world. Should be zeichah to that, and hey, amen.